Well, greetings everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. Germany is back. Germany is back in the news. The European neighbor states are surprised. Many Germans are surprised. But why should they be surprised? If they knew the Bible, they would know that the resurrection, the revival of Germany, was prophesied, something which has to happen just prior to the return of Jesus Christ. Before I go into this some more, let me read to you from a few articles which were published this week, establishing what I am talking about. Here's an article from the Germany.info group dated August 3, saying, "The strong rise in the business climate in July confirms that the current upwards trend remains intact," KfW chief economist Norbert Hirsch said. "Looking at the entire year, Germany will be the growth locomotive in Europe." Now, that's a term which is being used over there in the European press quite a bit now. And if you haven't heard that term yet, you will be as time goes on. Here's an article by the New York Times using some very interesting terminology. This article was published on August 9, saying, "German economics minister Rainer Brüderle said the country was experiencing, notice, a little job miracle, with full employment a reasonable perspective." And then it goes on to say that the gross domestic product figures show, now listen to this very carefully, that much of core Europe, led by Germany, has a very strong second quarter. We heard about miracle. Now, the word miracle has been used before. It has been used when Germany recovered from World War II, and I heard about the economic miracle, or Wirtschaftswunder, as it was being coined over there in Germany. But more was even involved. Der Spiegel Online published an article saying this, "Out of the ashes, a new look at Germany's post-war reconstruction." And then it went on to say, and this article was published August 10, "Germany's rebirth following the annihilation of World War II is nothing short of a miracle. During World War II, carpet bombing by Allied forces leveled up to 80% of the historic buildings in Germany's main cities." Let me just tell you as an aside, the Bible is clearly prophesying that in these last days, all major cities of the United States of America will be laid waste. And that is clear. The United States of America will be engulfed in a war, and it's going to lose it. And Germany and Europe will have an important part to play in that coming war. This article goes on to say here by Der Spiegel, "Never before had so much been lost. Never before had an entire country been rebuilt." Another quote-unquote miracle. Why is that a miracle? Well, because nobody expected it. But you see, those who understood biblical prophecy have already at that time proclaimed that Germany will rise again. And when the German wall was built, it was proclaimed that that wall will fall, and that Germany will reunite, and the countries behind the Iron Curtain will also become part of Europe, at least some of them. How could we know? Because we understand biblical prophecy. There was a lot of talk about the euro is going to go away. And of course, we understand that that is not true. But I said from the outset, it's not going to happen because I understand biblical prophecy. You can too. I will show you a way a little later in this program as to how you can understand biblical prophecy as well. You see, the economic experts, they talk about all the reasons as to why Germany is now coming back out of the ashes, economically speaking. They don't really understand. They don't really know. At the same time, they are surprised that it happened. They are surprised here that in the United States of America, the economy is not picking up. Well, they are surprised because they don't understand. They don't know that God is working out a plan here below on this earth. If you look at things just apart from God, you can't understand. Now, what about the United States of America? The Associated Press wrote on August 12, "The economy is looking bleaker as new applications for jobless benefits rose last week to the highest level in almost 6 months." And then it says, "Analysts had expected claims to fall." Well, they had expected it, they had hoped it, but they were wrong. You see, a couple of years ago, I believe, I gave a program here in the Standing Watch series on the Great Depression perhaps coming to this country at a time when the United States of America's government even denied that we were in a recession. How did I know? This article goes on to say that the report represents a very adverse turn in the labor market, threatening income growth and consumer spending. Also, the stock market had been falling since the Fed's more pessimistic outlook. In addition, notice what the Wall Street Journal had to say on August 11. The U.S. government spent itself deeper into the red last month, paying nearly $20 billion in interest on debt and an additional $9.8 billion to help unemployed Americans. The $165.04 billion deficit was the second highest for the month on record. The highest was $180.68 billion in July of 2009. And then it goes on to say that so far in fiscal 2010, the government spent $1.169 trillion more than it made. How can any country, any nation survive with that kind of a fiscal policy? But apart from the physical reasons and facts I have represented to you now, we got to understand that it is God who is bringing these things about. He has prophesied it to happen, that Germany and Europe will rise one more time prior to Christ's return, and at the same time that the United States of America will fall, and there are spiritual reasons for that. We have discussed those reasons. We have discussed the prophecies in many of our booklets. You can receive them free of charge if you just ask for them. And they're also posted on our website, eternalgod.org, if you want to read them there online. Booklets like Europe and Prophecy, or another one, The Great Tribulation and the Day of the Lord, or The Fall and Rise of Britain and America, or a commentary on the book of Revelation, another commentary on the book of Zechariah, which includes many end-time prophecies. And we just published a new booklet on the authority of the Bible, talking about that prophecies in the past have been fulfilled exactly in the way the Bible had prognosticated it. And that shows us that the prophecies for the end time, which haven't been fulfilled yet, will be fulfilled because God is working out his plan. These prophecies have to be fulfilled for Jesus Christ to be able to return. You see, my friends, in order to understand what the Bible says, you first of all have to believe what the Bible says, and then God has to give you the spirit of prophecy. Now check up on us and find out what we said in the past and whether those things haven't come to pass. And I'm telling you right now, Germany is going to rise. Germany is going to lead Europe, a core Europe, economically and also militarily. And the United States of America is going to go down. It is prophesied. It is inevitable. Nothing can change that. So please stay tuned to these programs, because we will inform you and keep informing you about what is going to happen in these last days. Thanks very much for watching. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.